Here is the amazing Bastin who's jumped on the line. Founded DDoC in 2012, a community tweet similar to the UK GB Doc. And Bastin has kindly invited me to head over to Sweden, Stockholm, next week to talk at the DDoC symposium about diabetes chat. And Bastin, it's an honor to have you on, my friend, and I'm really looking forward to seeing you soon. But welcome along tonight for a little bit. You've jumped on and it's nice to see you.
Yeah,
Welcome back
thanks.
in.
I look forward to seeing you in Stockholm, Tom. It's gonna be amazing. You as one of the speakers on our symposium, and as you were just saying, started 2012. Yeah, that's right. It's our 10-year anniversary year with DDoC this year, and yeah, we're quite proud to be here. For those of us who don't know DDoC, but I know a couple of names here in the auditorium. We started 10 years ago with something very similar to this diabetes chat. With it was a tweet chat, like old school, with just a couple of characters you had back then 10 years ago. And indeed, it followed the same model as DSMA, Diabetes Social Media Advocates in the US. That was our kind of go-to, and we started pretty much exactly the same time as GBDoc started as well. Maybe even this, I think we started on World Diabetes Day, so I think it was almost simultaneous. I'll make this quick. We developed a couple of years later, 3 years later, we were in Stockholm at EASD, and I tried to get a group of advocates into that conference. EASD is the European Association for the Study of Diabetes, and their annual meeting is the largest diabetes conference in the world. It is larger than ADA or any others. And I was really fuming because we, as diabetes advocates, as patients, weren't allowed to get in. So we did something alternative. We did Doc Day, and we rented a small co-working place in the city of Stockholm. It was in Stockholm 7 years ago as well. But instead of getting in, we had our own little meeting there, which was fun. But it was then, 7 years ago, that I decided I want to do something about us being able to be in where things happen, following that nothing about us without us hashtag. And that's where we're going to be next week. So, it kind of goes full circle. 10 years after starting DDoC and 7 years after doing our first Doc Day in Stockholm, we are back in Stockholm for EASD, and we have our own symposium there. It starts at 2 p.m. Stockholm time, so that's going to be 1 p.m. UK London time. And yeah, one of the speakers is going to be Tom, who is going to present this group, Diabetes Chat, because what we decided to do this year, that it's the first time ever that we have a symposium, our own DDoC symposium at EASD, and we decided to talk about, because the audience is primarily going to be the HCPs and the researchers and industry people present at EASD. So we decided to educate them a little bit about peer support and advocacy can do amongst ourselves. And we'll have Andrea Limbrook join, then Jeff Hitchcock from Children with Diabetes in the US, a great advocate from South Africa, Salih, who's a diabetic amputee. He will talk about how he reached out via Instagram. And then yours truly, Tom Dean, who will talk about diabetes chat. And I really look forward to that. And I'd like to invite you all to join because, and that's the last thing I'm going to say. I think the DDoC Symposium may well turn out to be the largest symposium that this largest diabetes conference in the world has ever seen, because we managed to negotiate that it's going to be live streamed on Facebook Live and our website. Usually, you have to pay a lot of money to get into EASD. And when EASD asked me to host the DDoC Symposium, I said, we'd love to do that under one condition: I want the community to be able to join. So it's free. It's free for everyone to join, and you
We
can
as
find
the
out
community
more.
appreciate that.
Yeah, ddoc.org, you will find everything there if you click on symposia, the speakers, the agenda, and what else we're going to do. And Tom is going to be there with us for the first couple of days, and I'm sure he's going to do something amazing for this diabetes chat live from Stockholm, Tom.
Amazing, Bastian. That was amazing just to hearing you just sort of tells a brief history of DDoC, and we had a chat a couple of months ago, and we're on the phone for a good hour, and it was amazing listening in and hearing the history of DDoC. And hopefully you guys have just had a little sort of whistle stop there of DDoC and how it started, and it's amazing looking at the lineup of amazing guest speakers. And yeah, you guys should check out the DDoC Symposium next Tuesday. Of course, I'll be tweeting and retweeting all the DDoC accounts and tweeting myself all the links and stuff. So check it out. And also the Diabetes Chat page will have it as well. And then can people go back and listen back to the recording on YouTube once it's been live, Bastian? Is that correct in me saying that?
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be recorded. It's going to be live, but it's also going to be on our YouTube for as long as YouTube keeps us there for eternity, I was going to say. And I was just going to say, Tom, this was actually my dry run because I'm going to give a little bit of that DDoC history on the symposium itself as the last speaker following you. And so pretty much what I said right now, freestyle will be what I'll be telling at the symposium myself to the HCPs in the room. So thank you for listening.
There we go, a bit of practice before next week, eh?
Great. Glad to have you, Bastian. Would you be able to tweet a link when you're live, just for a simple folk?
We have a total of 25 DDoC Voices. So DDoC Voices is our scholarship program. We have 50 people that we give a scholarship for the three largest conferences in the world every year. So 150 scholarships every year. So there will be 50 people, 25 virtual, 25 in-person in Stockholm and following EASD. And I'm sure they will all be tweeting and Instagramming and Facebooking and maybe even TikToking. So I don't think you will miss it.
Good to know. Good to know.
Brilliant stuff. And Chris, will you be tuning in, my friend?
I'm sure I will be tuning in and following along.
Absolutely.
Wonderful to hear.
Great stuff. Well, appreciate your time, Bastian. I'll see you in a couple of days in Sweden, Stockholm, and we'll catch up and we'll have a few beers, I'm sure.
And thanks for letting me say a couple of words.